There are more than 700 million barrels of oil in the reserve. Now some in Congress, including Wisconsin's 8th District Representative Steve Kagan, say by suspending reserve purchases, there could be more oil on the open market, and the price of gas could immediately fall by 25 cents a gallon. The owner of a small trucking company in Green Bay says 25 cents isn't much, but it's better than nothing. Harold Grimes' firm runs 20 semis.
Diesel goes to $5 a gallon this year, which they're saying it will do. We're going to be out of business.
Grimes gives his business another 3 months, and he says many others are in the same boat.
Now, these are people that have worked 30 and 40 years to build their business. They're going to lose everything. Their homes, their trucks, they're going to have nothing left when it's all over. When it takes $1,250 to fill that tractor up, for 1.5 days, we just can't make it.
It's not just truckers feeling the pain. Tom Matusak owns 2 gas stations in Green Bay. He says profit margins on gas are so slim, most stations are concentrating on food sales to make a profit.
I know a couple of owners are talking like we should co-op and we should go on strike and not sell gas. Turn our pumps off for a week, you know, around Wisconsin. Maybe that'll throw more oil in the industries.
Both Matusak and Harold Grimes say capping the reserve is a temporary solution. They say what's really needed is a new national energy policy, more domestic drilling, and building new refineries. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.